These are the words of the blessing of Enoch, according to which he blessed the chosen and righteous who must be present on the day of distress, which is appointed for the removal of all the wicked and impious. And Enoch began his story and said, There was a righteous man whose eyes were opened by the Lord, and he saw a holy vision in the heavens, which the angels showed to me. And I heard everything from them, and I understood what I saw, but not for this generation, but for a distant generation that will come. Concerning the chosen I spoke, and I uttered a parable concerning them. The Holy and Great One will come out of his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread from there upon Mount Sinai, and he will appear with his host, and will appear in the strength of his power from heaven. And all will be afraid, and the watchers will shake, and fear and great trembling will seize them, up to the ends of the earth. And the high mountains will be shaken, and the high hills will be laid low and will melt like wax in a flame. And the earth will sink, and everything that is on earth will be destroyed, and there will be judgment upon all, and upon all the righteous. But for the righteous, he will make peace, and he will keep safe the chosen, and mercy will be upon them. They will all belong to God, and will prosper and be blessed, and the light of God will shine on them. And behold, he comes with 10,000 holy ones to execute judgment upon them and to destroy the impious and to contend with all flesh concerning everything that the sinners and the impious have done and wrought against him. Contemplate all the events in the sky, how the lights in the sky do not change their courses, how each rises and sets in order, each at its proper time, and they do not transgress their law. Consider the earth and understand from the work that is done upon it, from the beginning to the end, that no work of God changes as it becomes manifest. Consider the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is full of water and the clouds and dew and rain rest upon it. Contemplate and see how all the trees appear withered and all their leaves are stripped, with the exception of the 14 trees, which are not stripped, which remain with the old leaves until the new come after 2 or 3 years. And again, contemplate the days of summer, how at its beginning the sun is above it. You seek shelter and shade because of the heat of the sun, and the earth burns with scorching heat, and you cannot tread upon the earth or upon a rock because of its heat. Contemplate how the trees are covered with green leaves and bear fruit, and understand in respect of everything, and perceive how he who lives forever made all these things for you, and how his works are before him in each succeeding year, and all his works serve him and do not change, but as God has decreed, so everything is done. And consider how the seas and rivers together complete their task. But you have not persevered in, nor observed the law of the Lord, but you have transgressed and have spoken proud and hard words with your unclean mouth against his majesty. You hard of heart, you will not have peace, and because of this you will curse your days, and the years of your life you will destroy, and the eternal curse will increase, and you will not receive mercy. In those days you will transform your name into an eternal curse to all the righteous, and they will curse you sinners forever. For the chosen there will be light, joy, and peace, and they will inherit the earth, but for you, the impious, there will be a curse. When wisdom is given to the chosen, they will all live and will not again do wrong, either through forgetfulness or through pride. But those who possess wisdom will be humble. They will not again do wrong, and they will not be judged in all the days of their life, and they will not die of wrath or anger, but they will complete the number of days of their life. And their life will grow in peace, and the years of their joy will increase in gladness and eternal peace, all the days of their life. And it came to pass, when the sons of men had increased, that in those days there were born to them fair and beautiful daughters. And the angels, the sons of heaven, saw them and desired them. And they said to one another, Come, let us choose for ourselves wives from the children of men, and let us beget for ourselves children. and Shemyaza, who was their leader, said to them, "I fear that you may not wish this deed to be done, and that I alone will pay for this great sin." And they all answered him and said, "Let us all swear an oath, and bind one another with curses, so not to alter this plan, but to carry out this plan effectively." Then they all swore together, and all bound one another with curses to it. And they were in all 200, and they came down on Artus, which is the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called the mountain Hermon, because on it they swore and bound one another with curses. And these are the names of their leaders: Shemyaza, who was their leader, Urukiba, Ramel, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Berechiel, Asael, Armaros, Badariel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsiel, Satariel, Turiel, Yomiel, and Sariel. These are the leaders of the 200 angels, and all the others with them. And they took wives for themselves, and everyone chose for himself one each. And they began to go into them, and were promiscuous with them. And they taught them charms and spells, and they showed them the cutting of roots and trees. And they became pregnant, and bore large giants, and their height was 3,000 cubits. These devoured all the toil of men, until men were unable to sustain them. And the giants turned against them in order to devour men. And they began to sin against birds, and against animals, and against reptiles, and against fish. And they devoured one another's flesh, and drank the blood from it. Then the earth complained about the lawless ones. And Azazel taught men to make swords and daggers and shields and breastplates. And he showed them the things after these, and the art of making them, bracelets and ornaments, and the art of making up the eyes, and of beautifying the eyelids, and the most precious stones, and all kinds of colored dyes. And the world was changed. And there was great impiety and much fornication, and they went astray, and all their ways became corrupt. Amazarak taught all those who cast spells and cut roots, Armaros the release of spells, and Barachiel astrologers, and Kokabiel portents, and Tamiel taught astrology, and Asaradel taught the path of the moon. And at the destruction of men they cried out, and their voices reached heaven. And then Michael, Gabriel, Zuriel, and Uriel looked down from heaven and saw the mass of blood that was being shed on the earth, and all the iniquity that was being done on the earth. And they said to one another, "Let the devastated earth cry out with the sound of their cries up to the gate of heaven. And now to you, O holy ones of heaven, the souls of men complain, saying, Bring our complaint before the Most High." And they said to their Lord, the King, "Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, your glorious throne endures for all the generations of the world, and blessed and praised. You have made everything, and power over everything is yours, and everything is uncovered and open in front of you, and you see everything, and there is nothing that can be hidden from you. See then that what Azazel has done, how he has taught all iniquity on the earth and revealed the eternal secrets that are made in heaven." And Shemyaza made known spells, he to whom you gave authority to rule over those who are with him. And they went into the daughters of men together, lay with those women, became unclean, and revealed to them these sins. And the women bore giants, and thereby the whole earth has been filled with blood and iniquity. And now behold, the souls which have died cry out and complain unto the gate of heaven. And their lament has ascended, and they cannot go out into the face of the iniquity which is being committed on the earth. And you know everything before it happens, and you know this, and what concerns each of them, but you say nothing to us. What ought we to do with them about this? And then the Most High, the Great and Holy One, spoke and sent Arshelaugur, the son of Lamech, and said to him, Say to him in my name, hide yourself, and reveal to him the end which is coming, because the whole earth will be destroyed. A deluge is about to come on all the earth, and all that is in it will be destroyed. And now teach him so that he may escape and his offspring may survive for the whole earth. And further the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel by his hands and his feet and throw him into the darkness, and split open the desert which is in Dudael, and throw him in there. And throw on him jagged and sharp stones and cover him with darkness, and let him stay there forever, and cover his face so that he may not see the light, and so that on the great day of judgment he may be hurled into the fire, and restore the earth which the angels have ruined, and announce the restoration of the earth. For I shall restore the earth so that not all the sons of men shall be destroyed because of the knowledge which the watchers made known and taught to their sons. And the whole earth has been ruined by the teaching of the works of Azazel, and against him write all sin. And the Lord said to Gabriel, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the sons of the fornicators, and destroy the sons of the fornicators and the sons of the watchers from amongst men, and send them out. Send them against one another, and let them destroy themselves in battle, for they will not have length of days. And they will petition you, but the petitioners will gain nothing in respect of them, for they hope for eternal life, and that each of them will live life for 500 years. And the Lord said to Michael, go, inform Semyaza and the others with him, who have associated with the women to corrupt themselves with them in all their uncleanness. When all their sons kill each other, and when they see the destruction of their loved ones, bind them for 70 generations under the hills of the earth, until the day of their judgment and of their consummation, until the judgment, which is for all eternity, is accomplished. And in those days they will lead them to the abyss of fire, in torment, and in prison they will be shut up for all eternity. And then Semyaza will be burnt, and from then on destroyed with them. Together they will be bound until the end of all generations, and destroy all the souls of lust and the sons of the watchers, for they have wronged men. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and every evil work will cease. And now all the righteous will be humble, and will live until they beget thousands, and all the days of their youth and their Sabbaths they will fulfill in peace. And in those days the whole earth will be tilled in righteousness, and all of it will be planted with trees, and it will be filled with blessing. And all the pleasant trees they will plant on it, and they will plant on it vines, and the vine that is planted on it will produce fruit in abundance, and every seed that is sown on it, each measure will produce 1,000, and each measure of olives will produce 10 baths of oil. And you cleanse the earth from all wrong, and from all iniquity, and from all sin, and from all impiety, and from all the uncleanness which is brought about on the earth. And all the sons of men shall be righteous, and all the nations shall serve and bless me, and all shall worship me. And the earth will be cleansed from all corruption, and from all sin, and from all wrath, and from all torment. And I will not again send a flood upon it for all generations forever. And in those days I will open the storehouses of blessing which are in heaven, so that I may send them down upon the earth, upon the work and upon the toil of the sons of men. Peace and truth will be united for all the days of eternity and for all the generations of eternity. And then Enoch disappeared, and none of the sons of men knew where he was hidden, where he was, or what had happened. And all his doings were with the holy ones and with the watchers in his days. And I, Enoch, was blessing the great Lord and the King of eternity. And behold, the watchers called to me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, scribe of righteousness, go and inform the watchers of heaven, who have left the high heaven and the holy eternal place, and have corrupted themselves with women, and have done as the sons of men do, and have taken wives for themselves, and have become completely corrupt on the earth. They will have on earth neither peace nor forgiveness of sin, for they will not rejoice in their sons. The slaughter of their beloved ones they will see, and over the destruction of their sons they will lament and petition forever. But they will have neither mercy nor peace. And Enoch went and said to Azazel, "You will not have peace. A severe sentence has come out against you that you should be bound, and you will have neither rest nor mercy, nor the granting of any petitions, because of the wrong which you have taught, and because of all the works of blasphemy and wrong and sin which you have shown to the sons of men." And then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, fear and trembling seized them. And they asked me to write out for them the record of a petition, so that they might receive forgiveness, and to take a record of their petition up to the Lord in heaven. For they were not able, from then on, to speak. And they did not raise their eyes to heaven, out of shame for their sins, for which they had been condemned. And then I wrote out the record of their petition, and their supplication in regard to their spirits and the deeds of each one of them, and in regard to what they ask, that they should obtain absolution and forbearance. And I went and sat down by the waters of Dan, in Dan, which is southwest of Hermon, and I read out the record of their petition until I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell upon me, and I saw a vision of wrath, that I should speak to the sons of heaven and reprove them. And I woke up and went to them, and they were all sitting gathered together as they mourned in Ubazael, which is between Lebanon and Senir, with their faces covered. And I spoke in front of them all the visions that I had seen in my sleep, and I began to speak these words to reprove the watchers of heaven. This book is the word of righteousness and of reproof for the watchers who are from eternity, as the Holy and Great One commanded in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now tell, with the tongue of flesh and with my breath, which the Great One has given men in the mouth, so that they might speak with it and understand with the heart. As He has created and appointed men to understand the word of knowledge, so He created and appointed me to reprove the watchers, the sons of heaven. And I wrote out your petition, but in my vision, thus it appeared, that your petition would not be granted to you for all the days of eternity. And complete judgment has been decreed against you, and you will not have peace. And from now on, you will not ascend into heaven for all eternity. And it has been decreed that you will be bound on earth for all the days of eternity. And before this, you will have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and you will not be able to enjoy them, but they will fall before you by the sword. And your petition will not be granted in respect of them or in respect of yourselves. And while you weep and supplicate, you do not speak a single word from the writings which I have written. And the vision appeared to me as follows. Behold, clouds called me in the vision, and mists called me, and the path of the stars and flashes of lightning hastened me and drove me. And in the vision winds caused me to fly, and hastened me, and lifted me up into the sky. And I proceeded until I came near a wall which was made of hailstones, and a tongue of fire surrounded it. And it began to make me afraid. And I went into the tongue of fire, and came near to a large house, which was built of hailstones, and the wall of that house was like a mosaic of hailstones, and its floor was snow. Its roof was like the path of the stars and flashes of lightning, and among them was fiery cherubim, and their sky was like water. And there was a fire burning around its wall, and its door was ablaze with fire. And I went into that house, and it was as hot as fire and as cold as snow. And there was neither pleasure nor life in it. Fear covered me, and trembling took hold of me. And as I was shaking and trembling, I fell on my face. And I saw in the vision, and behold, another house which was larger than the former, and all its doors were open before me, and it was built of a tongue of fire. And in everything it so excelled in glory and splendor and size, so that I am unable to describe to you its glory and its size. And its floor was fire, and above lightning and the path of the stars, and its roof also was a burning fire. And I looked, and I saw in it a high throne, and its appearance was like ice, and its surrounds like the shining sun and the sound of cherubim. And from underneath the high throne there flowed out rivers of fire, so that it was impossible to look at it. And he who is great in glory sat upon it, and his raiment was brighter than the sun, and whiter than any snow, and no angel could enter. And at the appearance of the face of him who is honored and praised, no creature of flesh could look. A sea of fire burnt around him, and a great fire stood in front of him, and none of those around him came near to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, but he needed no holy counsel. And the holy ones who were near to him did not leave by night or day, and did not depart from him. And until then I had a covering on my face, as I trembled. And the Lord called me with his own mouth, and said to me, "Come here, Enoch, to my holy word." And he lifted me up and brought me near to the door, and I looked with my face down. And he answered me, and he said to me with his voice, "Hear, do not be afraid, Enoch, you righteous man and scribe of righteousness, come here and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who sent you to petition on their behalf, you ought to petition on behalf of men, not men on behalf of you. Why have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and become unclean with the daughters of men, and taken wives for yourselves, and done as the sons of the earth, and begotten giant sons? And yet you were spiritual, holy, living an eternal life, but you became unclean upon the women, and begot children through the blood of flesh, and lusted after the blood of men, and produced flesh and blood, as they do, who die and are destroyed. And for this reason I give men wives, so that they might sow seed in them, and so that children might be born by them, so that deeds might be done on the earth. But you, formerly, were spiritual, living an eternal, immortal life for all the generations of the world. For this reason I do not arrange wives for you, because the dwelling of the spiritual ones is in heaven. And now the giants who were born from body and flesh will be called evil spirits on the earth, and on the earth will be their dwelling. And evil spirits came out from their flesh, because from above they were created, from the holy watchers was their origin and first foundation. Evil spirits they will be on earth, and spirits of the evil ones they will be called. And the dwelling of the spirits of heaven is heaven, but the dwelling of the spirits of the earth who were born on the earth is earth. And the spirits of the giants do wrong, are corrupt, attack, fight, break on the earth, and cause sorrow. And they eat no food, do not thirst, and are not observed. And these spirits will rise against the sons of men and against the women, because they came out of them during the days of slaughter and destruction. And the death of the giants, wherever the spirits have gone out from their bodies, their flesh will be destroyed before the judgment. Thus they will be destroyed until the day of the great consummation is accomplished, upon the great age, upon the watchers and the impious ones. And now to the watchers who sent you to petition on their behalf, who were formerly in heaven. You were in heaven, but its secrets had not yet been revealed to you, and a worthless mystery you knew. This you made known to women in the hardness of your hearts, and through this mystery the women and the men cause evil to increase on the earth. Say to them, therefore, you will not have peace. And they took me to a place where they were like burning fire, and when they wished, they made themselves look like men. And they led me to a place of storm, and to a mountain, the tip of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw lighted places, and thunder in the outermost ends, in its depths a bow of fire, and arrows and their quivers, and a sword of fire, and all the flashes of lightning. And they took me to the water of life, as it is called, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, whose fire flows like water, and pours out into the great sea, which is towards the west. And I saw all the great rivers, and I reached the great darkness, and went where all flesh walks. And I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place where the water of all the deeps pours out. And I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. And I saw the storehouses of all the winds, and I saw how with them he has adorned all creation. And I saw the foundations of the earth, and I saw the cornerstone of the earth, and I saw the four winds which support the earth and the sky. And I saw how the winds stretched out the height of heaven, and how they positioned themselves between heaven and earth. They are the pillars of heaven. And I saw the winds which turn the sky and cause the disk of the sun and all the stars to set. And I saw the winds on the earth which support the clouds, and I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of heaven above. And I went towards the south, and it was burning day and night, where there were seven mountains of precious stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And those towards the east were of colored stone, and one was of pearl, and one was of healing stone, and those towards the south of red stone. And the middle one reached to heaven, like the throne of the Lord, of stibium, and the top of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a burning fire in what was in all the mountains, and I saw a place there beyond the great earth. There the waters gathered together. And I saw a deep chasm of the earth with pillars of heavenly fire, and I saw among them fiery pillars of heaven, which were falling, and as regards both height and depth they were immeasurable. And beyond this chasm I saw a place, and it had neither the sky above it, nor the foundation of earth below it. There was no water on it, and no birds, but it was a desert place. And a terrible thing I saw there, seven stars, like great burning mountains. And like a spirit questioning me, the angel said, "This is the place of the end of heaven and earth. This is the prison for the stars of heaven and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire, these are the ones which transgressed the command of the Lord from the beginning of their rising, because they did not come out at their proper times. And he was angry with them and bound them until the time of the consummation of their sin in the year of mystery." And Uriel said to me, "The spirits of the angels who were promiscuous with women will stand here, and they, assuming many forms, made men unclean and will lead men astray so that they sacrifice to demons as gods. And they will stand there until the great judgment on which they will be judged, so that an end will be made of them, and their wives, having led astray the angels of heaven, will become peaceful. And I, Enoch, alone saw the sight, the ends of everything, and no man has seen what I have seen, his offspring perish." And these are the names of the holy angels who kept watch: Uriel, one of the holy angels, namely the holy angel of the spirits of men; Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world and on the lights; Michael, one of the holy angels, namely the one put in charge of the best part of humankind, in charge of the nation; Sarakel, one of the holy angels, who is in charge of the spirits of men who cause the spirits to sin; Gabriel, one of the holy angels, who is in charge of the serpents and the garden and the cherubim. And I went round to a place where nothing was made, and I saw a terrible thing, neither the high heaven nor the firm ground, but a desert place, prepared and terrible. And there I saw seven stars of heaven bound on it together, like great mountains, and burning like fire. Then I said, "For what sin have they been bound, and why have they been thrown here?" And Uriel, one of the holy angels, who was with me and led me, spoke to me and said, "Enoch, about whom do you ask? About whom do you inquire, ask, and care? These are some of the stars which transgress the command of the Lord Most High, and they have been bound here until 10,000 ages are completed, the number of days of their sin." And from there I went to another place, more terrible than this. And I saw a terrible thing. There was a great fire there, which burnt and blazed, and the place had no cleft reaching into the abyss, full of great pillars of fire, which were made to fall. Neither its extent nor its size could I see, nor could I see its source. Then I said, "How terrible this place is, and how painful to look at." Then Uriel, one of the holy angels, who was with me, answered me. He answered me and said to me, Enoch, why do you have such fear and terror because of this terrible place and before this pain? And he said to me, This place is the prison of the angels, and there they will be held forever. And from there I went to another place, and he showed me in the west a large and high mountain, and a hard rock, and four beautiful places. And inside it was deep, wide, and very smooth. How smooth is that which rolls, and deep and dark to look at? Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, These beautiful places are there so that the spirits, the souls of the dead, might be gathered into them. For them they were created, so that here they might gather the souls of the sons of men. And these places they made, where they will keep them until the day of judgment, and until their appointed time, and that appointed time will be long, until the great judgment comes upon them. And I saw the spirits of the sons of men who were dead, and their voices reached heaven and complained. Then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and said to him, Who is this spirit, whose voice thus reaches heaven and complains? And he answered me and said to me, saying, This spirit is the one that came out of Abel, whom Cain, his brother, killed. And he will complain about him until his offspring are destroyed from the face of the earth, and from amongst the offspring of men, his offspring perish. Then I asked about him, and about judgment on all, and I said, Why is one separated from another? And he answered me and said to me, These three places were made in order that they might separate the spirits of the dead, and thus the souls of the righteous have been separated. This is the spring of water, and on it the light. Likewise, a place has been created for sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not come upon them during their life. And here their souls will be separated for this great torment, until the great day of judgment and punishment and torment for those who curse forever and of vengeance on their souls. And there he will bind them forever. Verily he is from the beginning of the world. And thus a place has been separated for the souls of those who complain and give information about their destruction, about when they were killed in the days of the sinners. Thus a place has been created for the souls of men who are not righteous, but sinners, accomplished in wrongdoing, and with the wrongdoers will be their lot. But their souls will not be killed on the day of judgment, nor will they rise from here. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and said, Blessed be my Lord, the Lord of glory and righteousness, who rules everything forever. And from there I went to another place, towards the west, to the ends of the earth. And I saw a fire that burnt and ran without resting or ceasing from running, by day or by night, but continued in exactly the same way. And I asked, saying, What is this which has no rest? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, The burning fire, whose course you saw towards the west, is the fire of all the lights of heaven. And from there I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain of fire that blazed day and night. And I went towards it and saw seven magnificent mountains, and all were different from one another, and precious and beautiful stones, and all were precious, and their appearance glorious, and their form was beautiful. Three towards the east, one fixed firmly on another, and three towards the south, one on another, and deep and rugged valleys, no one of which was near another. And there was a seventh mountain in the middle of these, and in their height they were all like the seat of a throne, and fragrant trees surrounded it. And there was among them a tree such as which I have never smelt, and none of them, or any others, were like it. It smells more fragrant than any fragrance, and it leaves, and it flowers, and its wood never wither. Its fruit is good, and its fruit is like bunches of dates on a palm. And then I said, Behold, this beautiful tree, beautiful to look at, and pleasant are its leaves, and its fruit very delightful in appearance. And then Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me, and was in charge of them, answered me and said to me, Enoch, why do you ask me about the fragrance of this tree? and why do you inquire to learn? Then I, Enoch, answered him, saying, I wish to learn about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered me, saying, This high mountain which you saw, whose summit is like the throne of the Lord, is the throne where the Holy and Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit when he comes down to visit earth for good. And this beautiful and fragrant tree, and no creature of flesh has authority to touch it until the great judgment, when he will take vengeance on all and bring everything to a consummation forever, this will be given to the righteous and the humble. From its fruit, life will be given to the chosen. Towards the north it will be planted in a holy place by the house of the Lord, the Eternal King. Then they will rejoice and joy and be glad in the holy place. They will each draw the fragrance of it into their bones, and they will live a long life on earth, as your fathers lived. And in their days sorrow and pain and toil and punishment will not touch them. Then I bless the Lord of glory, the Eternal King, because he has prepared such things for righteous men, and has created such things, and said that they are to be given to them. And from there I went to the middle of the earth, and saw a blessed, well-watered place, which had branches which remained alive, and sprouted from a tree which had been cut down. And there I saw a holy mountain, and under the mountain, to the east of it, there was water, and it flowed towards the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain, which was of the same height, and between them there was a deep and narrow valley, and in it a stream ran by the mountain. And to the west of this one was another mountain, which was lower than it was and not high, and under it there was a valley between them. And there were other deep and dry valleys at the end of the three mountains, and all the valleys were deep and narrow of hard rock, and trees were planted on them. And I was amazed at the rock, and I was amazed at the valley. I was very much amazed. Then I said, What is the purpose of this blessed land, which is completely full of trees, and of this accursed valley in the middle of them? Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, The accursed valley is for those who are cursed forever, and will be gathered together all who speak with their mouths against the Lord, words that are not fitting, and say hard things about His glory. Here they will gather them together, and here will be their place of judgment. And in the last days there will be the spectacle of the righteous judgment upon them, in front of the righteous forever. For here the merciful will bless the Lord of glory, the Eternal King. And in the days of the judgment on them they will bless Him, on account of His mercy, according as He has assigned to them their lot. Then I myself blessed the Lord of glory. I addressed Him, and I remembered His majesty, as was fitting. And from there I went towards the east, to the middle of the mountain of the wilderness, and I saw only desert. But it was full of trees from the seed, and water gushed out over it from above. The torrent, which flowed towards the northeast, seemed copious, and from all sides there went up spray and mist. And I went to another place away from the wilderness. I came near to the east of this mountain, and there I saw trees of judgment, especially vessels of fragrance of incense and myrrh, and the trees were not alike. And above it, above these, above the mountains of the east, and not far away, I saw another place, valleys of water, like which does not fail. And I saw a beautiful tree, and its fragrance was like that of the mastic. And by the banks of these valleys I saw fragrant cinnamon, and beyond those valleys I came towards the east. And I saw another mountain on which there were trees, and there flowed out water, and there flowed out from it, as it were, a nectar whose name is Styrax and Galbanum. And beyond this mountain I saw another mountain, and on it there were aloe trees. And those trees were full of a fruit, which is like an almond, and is hard. And when they take this fruit, it is better than any fragrance. And after these fragrances, to the north, as I looked over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of fine nard, and fragrant trees of cinnamon and pepper. And from there, I went over the summits of those mountains, far away to the east, and I went over to the Red Sea, and I was far from it, and I went over the angel Zotiel. And I came to the garden of righteousness, and I saw beyond those trees many large trees growing there, sweet smelling, large, very beautiful and glorious, the trees of wisdom, from which they eat in no great wisdom. And it is like the carob tree, and its fruit is like bunches of grapes on a vine, very beautiful, and the smell of this tree spreads and penetrates afar. And I said, "This tree is beautiful. How beautiful and pleasing its appearance." And the holy angel Raphael, who was with me, answered me and said to me, "This is the tree of wisdom from which your ancient father and ancient mother, who were before you, ate and learnt wisdom, and their eyes were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they were driven from the garden." And from there I went to the ends of the earth, and I saw there large animals, each different from the other, and also birds, which differed in form, beauty, and call, each different from the other. And to the east of these animals I saw the ends of the earth, on which heaven rests, and the open gates of heaven. And I saw how the stars of heaven come out, and counted the gates out of which they come, and wrote down all their outlets, for each one individually according to their number, and their names according to their constellations, their positions, their times, and their months, as the angel Uriel, who was with me, showed me. And he showed me everything, and wrote it down, and also their names he wrote down for me, and their laws and their functions. And from there I went towards the north, to the ends of the earth, and there I saw a great and glorious wonder at the ends of the whole earth. And there I saw three gates of heaven. Through each of them north winds go out. When they blow, there is cold, hail, hoarfrost, snow, fog, and rain. And from one gate it blows for good, but when they blow through the other two gates, it is with force, and it brings torment over the earth, and they blow with force. And from there I went towards the west, to the ends of the earth, and I saw there, as I saw in the east, three open gates, as many gates and as many outlets. And from there I went towards the south, to the ends of the earth, and there I saw three gates of heaven open, and the south wind, the mist, and the rain, and the wind came out from there. And from there I went towards the east of the ends of heaven, and there I saw the three eastern gates of heaven open, and above them there were smaller gates. Through each of these smaller gates the stars of heaven pass, and go towards the west, on the path that has been shown to them. And when I saw, I blessed, and I will always bless the Lord of glory, who has made great and glorious wonders, so that he might show the greatness of his work to his angels and to the souls of men, so that they might praise his work, and so that all his creatures might see the work of his power, and praise the great work of his hands, and bless him forever.